Right, it's just coming up to 10 minutes to 11, and despite the pledge made ahead of the London 2012 Olympics to, quote-unquote, inspire a generation and improve participation in sport, it was so much of the bid, wasn't it, the promise that would happen from 2012, the number of people playing sport in England has actually fallen since 4 years ago. BBC research has revealed that 15.8 million people play sport or exercise at least once a week. It's a drop of 0.4% since 2012. So not a huge drop, but, you know, significant enough. David Rhodes is a BBC reporter, been looking through the figures. David, hi.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Talk us through the key numbers that we're looking at here then.
Yeah, so these numbers have been gathered by Sport England as part of their active people survey. So they survey 170,000 people across England during the course of the year. If you compare the numbers between 2012 and their latest figures for March 2016, what we find is that in 2012, there were 15.84 million of us playing sport. You come to March 2016, there are 15.83 million of us playing sports. So as you said, a fall of 0.4%. Not a huge fall, but we've got data as to who that affects, and across the board there are falls for many of us. So if you look at the biggest fall, we've seen the biggest fall in the number of people from the lowest socioeconomic groups playing sports. So in that particular group there's nearly been a 3% fall there. That equates to 365,000 people from socially and economically deprived backgrounds playing sport at least once a week or taking part in 30 minutes of moderate exercise. In terms of the number of people from the BME community, that number has fallen by 80,000 over that four-year period. A quick word just on comparing this to other parts of the UK. All of this data is collected by Sport England. Sports participation levels in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland are collected by separate agencies, and that's done on a biannual basis, so you can't compare like for like.
Right. What's been the response? Have we approached Sport England? What do they have to say about this?
Yeah, so Sport England say, OK, that's the figures between 2012 and 2016. What Sport England say is that we should look at what happened between 2005, when the UK was awarded the Games, those memorable scenes, of course, in Singapore, and 2016. And they say over that period, over that 10-year period, the number of people playing sport has gone up by 1.7 million people, and they are statistically correct. That has been the increase over that long period of time. And they say we should compare that period because that takes into account the build-up to the Olympic Games, all the various legacy projects that have gone even before the Games started, and they say that is a better measurement. Okay. There are, though, Chris, people who say, look at this, you know, we spent £8.7 billion on the Games. It was a fantastic summer, and statistically, the numbers are suggesting that after 2012, the number of people playing sport hasn't increased in England.
David, thank you. David Rhodes.